Good evening and welcome to White Spot Giants This Week, the home of Vancouver hockey and the home of the Giants, Sportsnet 650. We are into the month of May and the weather outside is beautiful, and yet we continue to keep the WHL hopefully at maybe the middle of your minds as we kind of navigate through these crazy times together. My name is Dan O'Connor, voice of the Giants, and a privilege to have you join us for this week's show. And I'm pretty excited about this week's show because as we look for interesting and engaging ways to talk about the Giants and to talk about the WHL, this week I'm very pleased to be joined by an individual that has a rich and successful history with the Vancouver Giants. If you go back to the glory days of the, or the championship glory days anyway, of the franchise back into, you know, the mid-2000s, the Giants obviously winning a championship in 2005-06, winning a Memorial Cup the next year, and the fellow who joins me this week played a big part in a lot of that success. He played 190 games with the Vancouver Giants over the parts of four seasons. He's originally from Port Coquitlam. His WHL career also included stops with the Regina Pats and a Lethbridge Hurricanes team that was coached by Michael Dick, now head coach of the Vancouver Giants, 4 years out east at the University of Western Ontario, and a fellow who I actually met way, way back when, as we are only about a year apart in age. How's that for an introduction to Giants alumnus Kyle Lamb? Kyle, thanks for doing this, man. Great to have you on the show. I'm looking forward to the conversation.
Thank you very much for that interview. That's you overdid that one. So no, thanks very much for having me on, and I'm very excited that you reached out.
Yeah, and we're gonna take this conversation a few different directions. Looking forward to it. But Kyle, first off, you know, growing up in Port Coquitlam, being from the Lower Mainland, take me through the early stage of the Western Hockey League, specifically how you came to kind of be associated with the Regina Pats, that it probably feels like just yesterday and forever ago, but tell us about your intro to the Western Hockey League and how you officially joined the Regina Pats organization.
Absolutely. So I was actually an undrafted player. I ended up getting passed on in the draft, but after the first tournament back after the draft, I ended up getting listed by the Regina Pats, which was quite very, very exciting. A couple of my other close friends that I grew up playing with, they ended up getting drafted by them. And so we went to training camp that year, ended up having a very good training camp, but didn't quite make the team as a 16-year-old. Headed back to play with the Port Coquitlam Buckaroos, where we succeeded till the third round of playoffs, where I got called up by the Regina Pats to go kind of play the taper end of the year and jump into playoffs if we ended up making it. So I remember being out in Regina with my family when I got called up, getting introduced to my billets, which actually my billet mate was actually Rick Rippon in those days, which he kindly introduced me to the league and gave me a rundown on how it was going to be. And my first game in the WHL was actually in the old Crush Can in Moose Jaw. Not exactly the easiest building to play in back in those days, but I was scared. It was a big adjustment from Junior B to the WHL. Back in those days, there were a lot of top players. So coming in from Junior B, I didn't really know what to expect, and I was playing a fourth line role. Sure enough, being in the Crush Can, we got into a line brawl the first game, and I ended up losing quite significantly, and we ended up playing Moose Jaw back in Regina the night after, where obviously things were extremely heated. So that's kind of where I started my career. I got into my first WHL fight, my second game, and I think everybody thought that I was going to be an enforcer out there, but they were wrong.
So the following season, you play 42 games with the Regina Pats. You know, looking through that roster, I mean, some interesting names come up. You talked about Rick Rippon. That's a really cool connection. But the name Paul Albers on that team. You know, Kyle Lamb, of course, being on that team as well. Josh Harding was your goaltender. Craig Shearer played two games that season. He would go on to have a long career with the Giants. Dustin Slade, another name that was on that Regina Pats team. Then all of a sudden, Kyle, halfway through that season, you joined the Vancouver Giants. Walk me through that day. Walk me through the news and the reality that you were going to go from the Regina Pats two provinces over back to your hometown, your home city, to play junior hockey with a Giants team that was slowly starting to rise to prominence.
Yeah, so I ended up getting the news that I was potentially getting traded at the deadline. A fun fact actually is there was a rumor that I was going to get traded to Calgary. And I know it's a rumor, but Josh Harding and myself, for Getzlaff and some other parts, where I was actually going to billet with my now-to-be mother and father-in-law in Calgary. Now, that deal never happened. I ended up being very, very lucky to get traded to Vancouver, where I met those guys on the road. They were right in the middle of a road trip where I didn't know what to expect. I got into the hotel room. The boys were practicing, and I was rooming with Mitch Bartley on that trip. So, I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know where I was going to fill in the lineup. Like you said, the Giants were on a slow uprise and trying to make a push for playoffs. I tried to take it day by day, and it ended up being probably the best decision and best place I ever could have gone.
So back then, Kyle, am I right in thinking you would have been in your 17-year-old season? Now, did you have any control over saying yay or nay to a trade in that sense? I know that there are parameters and rules today about players in their 16-year-old season, 17-year-old season getting traded. Or was this just one of those things where you get the phone call, you say you're going to Vancouver, you've got an hour to pack your stuff before you have to go and meet your team? What was that kind of... I'm sure it couldn't have been easy necessarily, despite the fact that you were heading home.
Yeah, back in those days, you still needed to, there was a no trade because it was my first year. So they obviously had to get consent from me if I was interested in doing so. And they needed my parents' consent as well. But we thought it was the best for me at the time. To be honest, I mean, I was only 42 games into my WHL career with not a huge background in playing. So, I mean... I don't think I was the easiest guy to trade at the time. I think the deal just ended up working out in both parties' favors, where they were able to move me to Vancouver. So, again, one of the best things. I'm glad it happened. And I have tons of memories in Vancouver that I'll never forget.
Kyle Lamb here on White Spot Giants this week. He played 190 games with the Vancouver Giants. He's from Port Coquitlam, joining the Giants during his 17-year-old season in 2003-2004. Kyle, thinking back to maybe that season or even in your earlier tenure with the Vancouver Giants, is there a kind of like a wow moment for you or maybe even a moment of a rival to the Vancouver Giants that comes to mind with a jam-packed Coliseum, you know, friends and family in the stands? Is there a game? Is there a goal? Is there a moment where you kind of thought to yourself, holy heck, this is quite something?
Yeah, I mean, there's just so many memories in those days. Like you said earlier in the introduction, and I was there during the glory days of the Vancouver Giants, and I just remember the records we were setting, just the teammates that were there. There were so many different personalities that just clicked together. We were such a tight-knit group. I remember the jump arounds, and what a jump around is kind of something to get you going before games with music and just to get us prepared for the game. And I remember we had some of the best jump arounds to get us ready for games that Garrett Hunt would always take lead on, and they ended up spreading so much around the rink that people would actually come in and watch us. And again, like on and off ice with that team was just, you don't realize how good it is till you don't have it anymore. I remember in my early days, a couple graduates of the Giants would come in and say, listen, like, you guys need to take this and cherish every minute because it goes fast. And I remember my first half season in Regina. I couldn't remember. I can't believe how long it took. I was missing my family and my friends, but oh my, with what happened with Vancouver and the playoff runs and the Memorial Cup, the 1 year out, where we fell a bit short, but just the runs in playoffs, how quick years went. And I look back now, 13 years graduate from the WHL. I cannot believe how many memories. I guess one of the big memories and one of my favorite memories would be the Brad May charity game that Brad May put on throughout the NHL lockout, playing with on it. It was the first game Bertuzzi came back from a suspension. First time he ever stepped foot on the ice. Just the names and everything that were on that ice were unbelievable. But I mean, playing in front of sellout buildings through the lockout year with the Giants, I mean, there's not a lot of players in the WHL that could say that they've done that. And scoring a goal in front of a sellout 17,500 people, I'm not sure if there's a better feeling. So again, just so many fantastic memories in those days and just so many great relationships that I still hold on to. And it's amazing.
Yeah, it's interesting you bring up the charity game because, I mean, this is right around the time where my family was billeting for the Vancouver Giants. Stuart Thiessen was in our house, and I remember he was just on cloud nine because Eric Brewer was his D partner in that game. Do you remember, did you get to, were you on the right wing with Trevor Linden or Brett? Like who, do you remember getting a chance?
So I remember, I was playing with actually Claude Lemieux and Jerome Iginla. And Jerome was always somebody that I looked up to. And one of the big reasons is because my father-in-law, Dave Lowry, actually played with Jerome for a bunch of years in Calgary. So I had the opportunity to meet him before the game. And when I found out that he was on my line, I mean, him being an NHL superstar, I was on cloud nine. I couldn't believe it was actually happening. And I actually got a pass from Jerome in the corner. I was sitting at the top of the hash marks, and I took a one-timer and actually scored on Olaf Kolzig in that game. And my family, all my friends were watching. It was incredible. It gave me a bit of a taste of what I think the NHL would have been somewhat like, but obviously a little bit unfortunate that I never got there. So
that's a great story though. That's awesome.
It's something that I think about all the time. Honestly, just thinking back of all the memories, there's not a lot of people that can say they've ever done that. So.
So the 2004-05 season, I mean, you make the playoffs in 04, again in 05, and I think universally there's this feeling within the organization that things are really starting to come together. We get to 05-06. You're 19 years old now. You've certainly now been through the ringer a little bit in the WHL. Kyle, take me into that the early portion of 05-06. In and around training camp, I mean, did you guys feel even early on right then and there that you had a team that was capable of something special? Or maybe walk me through the moment in time during that 19-year-old season of yours where you kind of looked around the room and thought, yeah, okay, this is the team. I firmly, genuinely believe that we can accomplish something special here.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about our coaching staff in Vancouver at that time with Don and Scott and Craig as the GM and the outcast of help we had on the ice, we were so well coached. The organization was so dialed in by our 19-year-old year that we knew we had the group to do something. It was just us going out there and not beating ourselves. So I remember how quick of a start we got off to that year. I remember momentum just kept going, and I remember the streaks we would go on, and just the team, the dressing room chemistry that we had. It was just it was something that, again, you took for granted. You didn't realize that we were that tight, where we would leave the rink and we'd go hang out with each other all day long and come to the rink prepared. But we showed up. Don and Scott and Craig and those guys made sure that we were ready to go every single day. Donnie and Craig would make sure that our practices were above and beyond what I soon to find out were extremely hard practices. When I got traded to Lethbridge, I was waiting for practice to kind of start after the full practice was done. And it's just something that was built into our minds from those years where Donnie, he would basically, what Donnie used to tell us was game days are almost a day off. Practices are to get prepared for games, and you guys should be in good enough condition where games don't seem that hard to you. And that was something that I've always thought about in my mind, where you would show up in the playoffs and we would basically beat teams in the fifth and sixth game because we still had a full we were still ready to roll. So it was quite the mentality. Obviously, we put in a ton of work, but the guys in the dressing room were willing to do that because we knew that we had something special. So, and we ended up doing quite well. So it was a ton of fun.
12 straight victories in the playoffs for the Vancouver Giants of 2005-2006. Kyle Lamb playing a big part in that. He is my guest on White Spot Giants this week. Kyle, obviously during that time, you know, you've got a team with, you know, Gilbert Brulé, Mark Fistrick, guys that, that would go on to have, you know, terrific pro hockey careers and a lot of, you know, great players kind of young waiting in the wings. Thinking back to that 05-06 team, is there a player that comes to mind that maybe never quite got the credit, maybe quite got the press clippings that others did, but somebody that you look at and thought, that player was just so crucial to our day-to-day, that player was so invaluable to our success? Is there a player that kind of comes to mind kind of fitting that ilk for you?
I mean, the first guy that comes to mind, I mean, I know he did get a lot of credit, was Gilbert Brulé. The guy was on a different level. His work ethic alone was contagious. It was something that I'll never forget. The first shift of that 12 straight wins in a row in the playoffs was a huge hit that he made open ice against the Everett Silvertips that basically deflated them, turned everything around for us. And that's kind of where it all started. But the thing is, we had guys all the way through the third, fourth line, guys that would chip in and score goals. I mean, I remember being more of a utility guy that would get to play with everybody and try to help out. But I wouldn't say there was one unsung hero with the Giants. I mean, I think everybody equally stepped up. Everybody scored goals. I mean, again, we had guys like Cody Franson stepping up. He had a good NHL career. Some of we had some of the best defensemen offensively and defensively in the league. And by getting goals from your defensemen in big games like that, I mean, those win games. But even Dustin Slade being Dustin and Tyler Sexsmith, I mean, again, top-notch goalies that showed up in big games. So I don't know. We were just taught so well by the coaching staff and the surrounding coaches that it almost came easy to us in those days. So very, very lucky to be there.
And interestingly, it kind of comes full circle because you mentioned that your WHL debut was in the crushed can in Moose Jaw. That's also where 19-year-old Kyle Lamb gets to win the Edgenouth Cup. Maybe kind of a neat special moment for you seeing things come a little bit full circle back then?
Well, it's funny because I remember, like I said, the how intimidating the crushed can used to be to play in, obviously being my first two games in there. It ended up being my favorite place to play by the end of my career. And when we ended up going to the final, WHL final, playing Moose Jaw in their rink to close it out, it was so much fun. And again, we had guys like Gilbert Brule and J.D. Watt and Fistrick and all those guys, just they go to a different level. And again, I'm not saying that those teams didn't stand a chance against us, but we were on a different level back in those days. And it was so much fun, even me as more of a role player, and to chip in and score and try to contribute as much as possible. But to watch these guys play from the bench and be a part of it, definitely memories that I'll never forget. I mean, I was lucky that my dad was in Moose Jaw watching me. I got some really good pictures with him down in the dressing room and everything. And I still have a lot of those pictures sitting around my house, and I know my grandparents have them, and they just bring back so many memories that I'm so fortunate that I have.
We I don't know if it's felt like this to you here, Kyle, but we're already about 20 minutes through and we got to take our first break. Would love if you stuck around and finished this conversation with me in segment number two, if that works for you. There's so much more that I want to get into with you. Do you have the time to join me for another segment?
Absolutely.
100% awesome. Kyle Lamb, Giants alumnus, 190 games with the Vancouver Giants in the regular season and a key cog in the championship season of 2005-2006. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we are going to chat with him about the 06-07 season, life after the WHL, and a few more stories just around the corner with Kyle Lamb. This is White Spot Giants This Week on the home of Vancouver hockey and the home of the Giants, Sportsnet 650.